This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I appreciate that you think that was a big success, evacuation. But the blame for the disastrous withdrawal that everyone agrees was a disaster, who's to blame for that?
Well, we're waiting.
I'll let the silence speak for itself.
It's just outrageous. It's just ridiculous. And frankly, it's embarrassing. We've got to get to the bottom of it. If Congress doesn't, nobody will.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I've never been a liberal in any way, shape, or the form. There's no one has ever thought I was. And all they need to do is we have to elect more, I guess, for them to get theirs, elect more liberals.
Manchin and Sinema, they are the enemies right now of the democracy. It is really on life support right now.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We are broadcasting today from Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, Massachusetts, and it's right off of 495. Take the exit to State Road 20, and it's right, very easy to get to. We've already got a pretty decent crowd for a weekday out here, and we're in the Pit Stop Tavern. It's a huge place, and the food is great, and they got drinks, everything. We're giving away free books. Grace is here. We're having a good time, and you can check out all the great amusements that they've got. They got everything out here. So stop on by, and we still have some gift certificates from yesterday. The Apex Entertainment, $50 gift certificates for $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on the store. Click on store, and you can get those gift certificates. And again, we're going to have a good time today. We have all kinds of big breaking news, especially local news, which has national implications too. Rachel Rollins, the district attorney of Suffolk County, which is Boston, she was up for a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today, and the vote was deadlocked 11-11 because the Senate's deadlocked 50-50. And so that means they could still bring it up before the Senate, but the full Senate to confirm her, but it's going to have to go through a number of more hoops. And it was pretty interesting. Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, went after her big time. But what I wanted to start with today is what happened in Springfield just a few hours ago, and it seems to have been a surprise to the city fathers of Springfield. There's been a company, we've all heard of them, obviously, Smith & Wesson. They manufacture firearms. They've been manufacturing firearms in Springfield, Western Massachusetts, since 1852. And this morning they announced that they are moving the headquarters of the company. They're still going to keep some manufacturing facilities in Springfield, but they're going to move the headquarters of the company to just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, a place called Maryville, Tennessee.
Did this just happen?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did, Charlie Parker. And they are losing 550 jobs in Springfield. 550 jobs. And the reason it appears that they did this, I mean, it's obviously much cheaper to operate any kind of manufacturing facility, any kind of business, whatever, however big, however small, in a place like Tennessee. There's no income tax, for starters. So everybody who survives the move is going to get an automatic 5% pay raise. And once the graduated income tax goes into effect in Massachusetts, the so-called millionaire's tax, which will be for everybody making over $50,000 within a year, you'll get a 9% increase by being in Tennessee as opposed to Massachusetts. But the big reason is that they've been they passed legislation that people in Massachusetts can't I believe they're not permitted to buy AR-15s, which was bad enough if you live in Massachusetts. I mean, I think there's some ways to get around it, but basically, you know, it's outlawed. So then they file legislation this year on Beacon Hill to ban the manufacture of AR-15s in Massachusetts. And you could only manufacture them if you're manufacturing them for the military or the law enforcement. So if that law had been passed on a state level, it would have, according to Smith and Wesson statements today, it would have eliminated 60% of the company's profits. And so now the hacks on Beacon Hill are saying, hey, it's an overreaction. We never even had a hearing on this bill, let alone put it up to a vote. So what is Smith and Wesson supposed to do? Just to hang around and wait flat-footed to see whether or not these idiots on Beacon Hill are going to try to put them out of business? You know, they say elections have consequences. Well, guess what? So does stupid legislation filed by stupid legislators. Now they've lost 550 jobs, or will, over the next 2 years in Springfield. And I was just telling Grace, when I was a kid, I lived in Western Mass, and Gilbarco was a big manufacturing company, and they built the gas pumps for then Standard Oil, now Exxon. And they decided to move to Greensboro, North Carolina, and it was a big blow to the economy of Western Massachusetts. But at least Gilbarco just made a decision based on economics. I mean, this decision was like economic suicide by the state of Massachusetts. They were just screwing around with this company's livelihood, pretending like there were no consequences if they threatened to put them out of business. And the reality is, it's a disaster. And now they brought it upon themselves. And this guy, the state representative out there, his name is Bud Williams, and he was asked for a comment. And he said, "It's greed. That's all there is." This guy's as dumb as AOC. You know, down in New York City, trying to stop Amazon from building a huge 10,000, however many jobs in her district.
They think everyone's like Daddy Warbucks out to get them, like smoking cigars.
I mean, it's just amazing. And here's how bad it is in Massachusetts, that they have a factory in Maine. Now, could there be a nuttier governor than Janet Mills in Maine? But Smith and Wesson is going to keep the factory in Maine open. But they're moving the headquarters out of Massachusetts. They're also, by the way, moving many of their employees to Tennessee from Connecticut and Missouri. So they're going to move about a third of their workforce of 2,250 people. But the shocking thing is that, you know, again, this company has been around since 1852. I mean, Matthews Brothers, that's about as long as Matthews Brothers has been around Maine. And maybe it's because I used to live out in that region, and I went to Deerfield with one of the Wessons, not one of the Smiths, but one of the Wessons. I'm astounded that this has been allowed to happen, and it's just complete idiocy. Totally avoidable.
Well, when we would drive through Western Mass, through the coast, as Elizabeth Warren would say, you would point out a lot of places that used to be big factories.
Yeah.
But like you said, that was just more of a natural progression of how businesses went. But you would point out like all sorts of places and say, this used to be a this factory and everybody worked here. And it's sad. It's sad that one of the last big ones is no longer going to be there.
Yeah. Anyway, one other thing before we go to the break. Yesterday I was talking on the show about being interviewed for a documentary about the gang wars in Boston that's going to be on Reels in the winter. And I don't recall my exact words, but I wanted to make one thing clear that Johnny Matarano, who I wrote the book Hitman about, he only testified against the three worst guys in the Boston underworld. That would, of course, be Whitey Bulger, Stevie Flemmi, and Zip Connolly, the crooked FBI agent. And Matarano testified against these guys, and if he doesn't testify against these guys, who were, you know, included Flemmi and Bulger, two of the most treacherous rats of all time, it's very likely that Whitey and Stevie, if they might have gotten convicted of lesser crimes, but they wouldn't have died in prison. Whitey's already dead. Stevie will be dead. So Matarano did do the right thing, and when he testified against those three rats, Whitey, Stevie, and Zip Connolly. All right. 844-500-4242. Give yourselves a round of applause, guys. Thank you for coming out. And if you're in the area, come on by, get a book, have some fun here.
The food's delicious, too. French fries, waffle fries are very good, cheeseburgers.
Right. One of the guys who's visiting from West Virginia says, now I know what you mean about having the operation, the sleeve operation. You know, you just have half of, I had half the burger. That's all I could eat, you know? Yeah. It was delicious.
This is our Joe Manchin fan base right here in the front row.
You may have just received an email or text from me about Eden Pure bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home to help you start breathing better, and there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars every year. Find out what you've been missing. Get a Thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the Thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right, buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had last week in our office, tobacco and basement smells are gone in no time flat with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word HowieBogo. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HowieBogo. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right. Yesterday we had a cheap bastard deal to Apex Entertainment, where we're broadcasting from this afternoon, and we still got a few of those left if you want to order them at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. Tomorrow, Grace and I will be at Evviva Trattoria. It's a fine Italian restaurant. There's a bunch of them around eastern Massachusetts. We'll be at the new one in Malden. There's plenty of parking. If you can't make it out to Apex today, Marlboro, try to get to Evviva Trattoria tomorrow in Malden from noon to 6. We'll be there, and it'll be my last appearance before I fly back to Florida, to free America. I'm jumping over the wall like Smith and Wesson. I'm doing a Dixie out of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But right now we've got a cheap bastard deal for Evviva Trattoria, and with us is Marcy Day. And Marcy, thanks for being with us, and we love the food you bring us from Evviva Trattoria every couple of weeks here at the Howie Carr Show.
Awesome. Thank you, Howie. We're so excited for you guys to come tomorrow, and the staff is really looking forward to it, and can't wait to provide some really great food to the newcomers at our Malden location. And like you said, we're right on Exchange Street, 200 Exchange Street. Our front entrance is kind of right across the street from the Malden train station. And there's plenty of free parking at the Jackson Street Garage, which is right behind our building. Just make sure to bring your ticket and we can validate it. So can't wait for you guys all to come.
We're looking forward to it. You can get a free book. You can get your picture taken with me and Grace. I'll be with the books will be signed, but I'll be happy to personalize any of them. And just come on down. We're gonna have a good time. And you know, it's always great to be at Aviva. And you know, Grace and I have both been to the special nights that you have, where you have the fixed price dinners with all the different dishes and also a different wine with each dish. It's a hell of a deal. You got any of those coming up?
Yeah, so we have a whole bunch coming up. I'm going to join Chef Anthony DePalma and the Aviva culinary team for a four-course wine dinner featuring food and wines from various regions, and we're going to do a twist with the a harvest menu, so specialties for fall. We will be starting those up in about a couple of weeks, so check our website at avivatrattoria.com, and you can get tickets right from there.
Okay, and Marcy, again, so this isn't just one location in Malden. If you get these gift certificates at HowieCarShow.com, click on store, you can get you can eat it at any of the Aviva Trattoria locations. Yep. So where are they, Marcy?
For sure. So we have five locations right now. We have Westford. They're all in Massachusetts. Westford, Maynard, Malden, Marlborough, and Wrentham. Five wonderful locations with staff that can't wait to serve everyone. And also just wanted to throw it out there that we're looking for really great people to be discovered at our Aviva locations. Great place to work, and we just are so happy, and we're moving forward, and restaurants are coming, and it's just a great place to work.
Right, and also at Apex Entertainment, as I drove in this afternoon, I saw a bigger help wanted sign than I see every morning on the Needham post office. And that's a pretty damn big one too. So if you want to work at Apex Entertainment, Aviva Trattoria, or the 110 Grill, they're all hiring, and it's a great place to work. And you got all shifts available too.
We have everything. We have shifts. We have days, nights, weekends. We have management positions, hourly positions, anything you could think of in any of our complexes, Apex, what a great spot to work, huge facility, but you guys are having a blast there today. It's just so nice there. And, all of our restaurants are just top-notch. They're always clean. They're always ready to serve, and we just focus on the hospitality, and the people all come back.
What's the most popular dish at Aviva Trattoria right now?
Right now, we have, it's between two, our short rib over some wonderful polenta served with some Brussels sprouts, or our traditional chicken parmesan served with spaghetti and our homemade marinara with a dollop of whipped ricotta and pesto. Those are our two most popular and my two favorites as well, but everything's good. Our salads are to die for. We have wonderful proteins to put on the salads.
There's something for burger. Everybody. You have the Italian sandwich is fantastic. You got those homemade potato chips. It's a great place to go.
And, thank you. And 95% of our menu can be made gluten-free. So we cater to all allergies. And, again, 95% of our Italian menu can be made gluten-free. So it really says something. We're doing some spectacular stuff with our food.
So you can get a $50 gift certificate for $25 at HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And Aviva Trattoria has restaurants in Westford, Maynard, Wrentham,
Malden, Marlborough, and Wrentham.
And again, Grace and I will be in Malden tomorrow. We'll be in Malden at 200 Exchange Street from noon to 6. And we're really looking forward to being there. And again, it's a great place. And check out the dinners, the dinners that are coming up. It's really a good buy. Four-course dinner with four different wines. It's just a really good opportunity to sample all the food at Aviva Trattoria, and I think it'll soon be one of your favorite Italian locations, where whatever other restaurants you like. Man, I could go for. I just had a cheeseburger, but those short ribs. Man, I love short ribs. Where were those short ribs when I was a kid? I never heard of short ribs till I was about 35 years old. All right.
Well, we do the short rib right. Thank you so much, Howie. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay. Aviva Trattoria, $50 gift certificate for $25. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. We also got some gift certificates for Apex Entertainment here. Get on down to Apex Entertainment. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Do you think the idiots on Beacon Hill will learn anything from what happened today in Springfield?
No.
You know, just that you know, if you threaten people, they're probably, human nature being what it is, going to have a bad reaction to being threatened.
You are such a sweet kid. Do you think they'll learn something from this? Oh, Howie, you're so naive. That's okay, though. That's why we love you.
I know. One of the tricks of the trade is to ask the rhetorical question.
Yes.
That was another one, another such rhetorical question. Here's a text from 413, one of the neighbors of Smith & Wesson. I closed on my house today in Western Mass, made a handsome profit, so I got a camper, and me and the old little lady are heading to Florida in about a week. F this state and all of the miserable denizens who occupy it. I'm joining you in free America. And that was signed by my classmate at Deerfield Academy named Wesson. No, that's a joke. No, it wasn't. But anyway,
it is crazy, though, especially how right now the weather's pretty nice, but once you get into the cold, mm-hmm. and then you start thinking to yourself, wow, why do I live here? You know, like there's the laws are awful, especially if you're a gun owner. Like, there's nothing redeeming about it.
I mean, what kind of insanity is it, first of all, to tell people that they can't own a certain kind of gun if you're not going to... It's like banning one kind of cigarettes, which we've also done. You know, what's the point? So you can't get an AR-15. So that wasn't stupid enough. So they're going to say that you can't make any AR-15s in this one state to sell in any of the 50 states... That unless they're going to be used by cops or by military, and they just say, well, we were just thinking about that. We were just preening. We were just playing to the cheap seats in Moonbat Stadium, you know. And they didn't think there was going to be any reaction to it. I'm being told this guy Bud Williams from Springfield, who said it's all about greed. People are telling me that from our HYN listeners that they're saying this state rep is even stupider than AOC. That's saying a lot, but that quote is puts it in perspective, I think. Anyway, this fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did Smith & Wesson make the right choice to leave Massachusetts?
Good Lord, yes.
95% say yes.
Yeah. I got to think, too, that a lot of those 550 people, they said they're going to either offer good severance packages or tell people they could move to Tennessee. I got to think a large percentage of those people, even if they were born and raised in Western Mass, the 413 area code, have got to be thinking, I'm catching a break here.
Yeah.
To move to a state that believes in the Second Amendment. They said that specifically. A state that believes in the Second Amendment and supports it and doesn't have an income tax.
Yeah. And I also, I think that a lot of times, Howie, especially when we do these shows, is that people will come up and say, you know, what can we do? People feel very powerless right now. You know, what can I do to make the country better, get us back on the right track? And an article I read said, if you really want to help, move to a red state. And I was kind of thinking to myself, I agree with that person because what keeps me here is my family and my roots. But, I mean, As more people realize, there's places nearby you can go.
Yeah, it's not that bad. My parents moved out of Western Mass in I think 1977, and I always say they voted with their feet.
Yeah.
Smith & Wesson is voting with their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you got for news?
All right. So a GOP rep hit an out-of-the-park home run last night. Did you see this?
Yeah, he's from Florida.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Stube is his name?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know.
Greg Stube.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. He was the first lawmaker to clear the fence at Nationals Park since the game was moved there in 2008. There's rumors, and there's proof, there's videos that Joe Biden was booed last night when he showed up at this game. But I don't know. It wasn't like it was overwhelming boos. It seemed like it was kind of a mixed bag. But the fact that he's even getting any booze at National Park doesn't really bode well for Joe Biden. And there were a lot of people with signs that said stuff like, "Our lives are not a game. Pass the $3.5 trillion package."
They're rather hysterical about this bill, aren't they? Where does that guy Chris Hayes, that nut who on MSNBC?
Oh my gosh, he tweeted out this.
He said the world is going to end. And I think the world's going to end if we pass it, at least the world we've known and grown up in. They want to just they want to just put everybody on the dole.
Well,
it's amazing.
You know, and I had a caller earlier, Howie, who put this really well. It's like they think that Joe Biden being elected was the America's way of telling them, we want more of this nuttiness. We want you to go further left. We think the world's going to end in 2 months. Really, it wasn't. The people who voted for Joe Biden just hated Donald Trump. They don't necessarily believe in all this BS.
If they wanted to set up Venezuela North, why did they eject hundreds of Democrat office holders on all the down ticket ballots? Why did the Republicans almost take over the House of Representatives? You know, why did they why did they pick up control of multiple legislative bodies at the state capitals?
Yeah, no, and a lot of these elections are showing you that the far left progressives just aren't—they're not what people want, and that's why I think people like Joe Manchin, who usually he does fold, and trust me, there is still time for him to fold, but I do think he probably is seeing this a little bit, going, I know what people want right now, and it's not this nonsense.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It can probably be tricky if you're Joe Manchin, because you go outside the Capitol, you go outside places, and you get hounded by these blue check Politico, MSNBC reporters, and it's easy to be like influenced by this mob of people, but they're not representative of America either. That perfect example is Chris Hayes. He's a journalist. He's tweeting in all caps like he's a 15-year-old girl with existential climate change crisis.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, if you got time this weekend, you ought to look at that indictment that that John Durham wrote of that lawyer, Michael Sussman, when they go over all these emails between the lawyer Sussman and these quote-unquote reporters who are just like salivating for a chance to print fake news. They don't care if it's true or not, you know?
No.
This one guy who was involved in it, I think he works for The Atlantic, and he was printing fake stuff when he worked for The New Republic about the so-called supposed atrocities that U.S. troops were committing in Iraq. It was total BS. So he gets forced out of New Republic, and he goes to Atlanta, and he's printing total BS about Donald Trump having this so-called secret server.
And then they went on to do the anonymous sources story about Donald Trump calling veterans suckers and losers.
Right, right.
They love anonymous sources.
Yeah,
the
there's just been all this. There's been just so much nonsense printed, and they're so hysterical. Like, do they really think that it's a good idea to pay people to have more children and not work? I mean, I thought that was one of the smartest things Clinton ever did, was he signed a bill to stop paying people on welfare to have more kids that they couldn't support. And this bill is going to provide them with, it's going to bring back this disastrous policy that led to the breakdown of not just the black family in America, but the family in America of all ethnic groups.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Here's another little update on this proposed infrastructure bill. A provision in Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's right now before Congress would establish a national study to assess how such a tax, a mileage tax, would be implemented. It would not actually enact that tax, Howie, so I don't want you to worry too much, but it would figure out how to outline a rate of 8 cents per mile, and it's a pilot program that would study the mechanics of such a tax.
You know what else would be studied, the mechanics of? How to turn back odometers, like they used to do in the 60s and the 70s. It'd be more difficult now with the chips and all the electronics in cars, but, you know.
Is that like in Ferris Bueller when he does that?
Mother, necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yes.
And this would be necessity.
Yep. That's one of my favorite expressions because it's so true. The idea is that volunteers.
Another racket for Honest Howie. Honest Howie's Turn Back Your Odometer program.
Honest
order
Howie's.
Order before midnight, and we will give you an extra 10,000 miles removed from your odometer.
I like that pilot program, though. That sounds really. You should start up some pilot programs. It says the idea is that volunteers with passenger and commercial vehicles across the country would participate in a program that would provide insights into how such a per-mile fee could be collected. Such a tax has been weighed as a potential replacement for the gas tax. Ugh!
A replacement for the gas tax. I think, exactly. I think the word is that they're two synonyms for replacement, addition and supplement. Pick one or the other. It doesn't matter. Or maybe both. You can use both. But the gas tax is not going away.
This is something I meant to read during my show, Howie, but I think you'd really like this. It's from the Post Millennial. It says, pediatrician claims children are their own best defense against COVID-19. So this is one of the health professionals speaking out against mandatory vaccinations, and his name is Dr. Eric Payne. He holds a master's of public health from Harvard, and he spent 6 years on staff at the Mayo Clinic. Listen to what he says. Dr. Payne notes that forcing or pressuring people to accept the experimental vaccine, and he's a very pro-vaccine. He has it, his wife has it, his kids have it. He says forcing people to accept the vaccine violates the internationally accepted Nuremberg Code, which was developed in 1947.
We don't need no stinking Nuremberg Codes around here. Dr. Fauci says we need three boosters. Call back next week and he'll say we need four shots, not three.
The code says the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. Now listen to Dr. Payne's quote. He states, it is because I am informed that I do not voluntarily consent to these injections. However, by forcing compliance based on the current data, you would be stepping on the bedrock principles of medical ethics, especially patient autonomy. The willingness to trample individual legal and moral rights in the name of perceived benefits is not justified by the current medical science and will cause predictable and unpredictable harms.
To which Joe Biden says, huh? Huh? He was getting his
third shot.
He was getting his third shot the other day while wearing a mask.
He says, chocolate chip.
It says that says it all, doesn't it? Thank you, Grace.
In front of a fake backdrop. Did you see that? It's like we're in the Truman Show.
Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I'm getting ready to head south to sunny Florida, and that means I have to visit Perfect Smiles again before I depart. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. And if you've been postponing visiting any dentist, but especially Dr. Bruce Houghton for a year and a half now, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more expensive and the more painful it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. Visit Perfect Smiles' site today, perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let Dr. Houghton and his great crew know that you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at howiecarshow.com.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
All right, at this time every week in the final segment of the first hour, we're joined by Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to talk about the economy. And today, Kevin, we have huge breaking news in Massachusetts, one of the oldest employers in the Commonwealth, one of the most famous employers in the Commonwealth, has today announced they're pulling up stakes of the headquarters and moving to Tennessee because they just can't take the BS in Massachusetts anymore. There's going to be a lot of this going on, isn't there, in the blue states?
I'm just glad to hear it's staying here in the United States, continental U.S., and not moving to Mexico or some or China. Worse yet, you know, that whole Make America Great Again was real deal to, you know, bringing jobs back here to America. So, you know what, that's what's going to happen. You got these states like the blue state of Massachusetts taxing the dickens out of some of these companies and the people. People aren't going to stick around. You got here in the state of Maine, you got people that are leaving, and they're just leaving in droves. They don't want to pay state income taxes anymore, especially as state income taxes keep going higher. The budget's misspent right here in the state. It's craziness.
Yeah, the Smith & Wesson factory in Maine is going to remain open, though. They just decided to get out of Massachusetts because not only were they talking about higher taxes, but they were talking about banning, telling this a private company that they couldn't build AR, it couldn't construct, manufacture AR-15s to sell anywhere in the country. I mean, talk about high-handed, Kevin. And they think they can get away with it. I hope this is a lesson for these idiots, but I don't think it will be.
Well, listen, if they think that they can mandate a vaccine, right, and force people out of their jobs, they're going to not stop at anything, Howie, to move these companies out of the state. The same thing's happening here in Maine. I've had a tremendous amount of healthcare workers come through, some of them in tears, frankly, in the last couple of weeks, saying, I'm not going to do this. I have a right to not take a shot in my arm, and I'm going to lose my job because of it. I don't know where it stops, really.
Yeah. So what's going on? I was looking earlier today. The stock market was way down again today.
Yeah, the market's, thankfully, September's done today. September historically has been really one of the worst months for trading, and this September's not disappointed. Dow's down about 300 points as we speak, down about 4% for the month. So I'm hoping, and here's the thing, they passed, and no, they didn't pass. They kicked the debt ceiling down the road another 6-8 months. And so that has been a little bit of relief the last couple of days on the markets. But, you know, this bill that they're haggling over, and the spending bill, and the $3.5 trillion with the tax increases, the market's got some, there's a little jittery because of that, and rightfully so.
And October is never a good month, is it?
Historically, no. I mean, it's usually a back-to-back September, October, so it's kind of a watch-out, especially after having a negative September. I'd be a little cautious going into October, mm-hmm. and just kind of, I think I'd pare some risk down if I was the normal Joe.
Yeah. So what do you got for the listeners this week in the way of offers and to help them out as they plan ahead?
Yeah, we got a great guide, Retiring Well in the 21st Century. And if they want to call us up, Howard, they can get that free of charge, no obligation. We can email that out to people. And the number to do that is 1-800-989-9100.
And we always say, you know, we're in terra incognito, you know, uncharted waters, whatever you want to call it. But it's true every week. And, you know, you need to keep an eye on your investments. And you do an analysis of people's stock portfolios, again, with no obligations, correct?
That's true. We do a portfolio x-ray, no obligations. And to that point, I call it the great experiment, right? We're in such a time that we just have never seen before. And we've got now the Federal Reserve Board members, one from Boston, right, resigning, retiring because they were illegally trading stocks when they were shouldn't have been. A lot of stuff going on right now in our country. It's really crazy.
And it turns out that the Wall Street Journal had a big story yesterday that there were over 100 judges were making decisions in civil cases when they owned stock in some of the companies that were either plaintiffs or defendants. And the companies were going, are you kidding me? How the hell am I supposed to know that the judge had a stake in the company that was suing me? I mean, it's amazing that they got away
it's
with
pretty
it.
It's pretty, well, that's the problem, right? They get away with it. So somebody should step down and hold them accountable.
Yeah. Okay, give us the number again one more time, Kevin Frisbee.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
And the website?
FrisbeeBenefits.com.
FRISBIE. I'm Howie Carr.